It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
And hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction, coming to you every weekday to give you a little bit of help, a little bit of hope on your journey of faith. Great to have all of you with us today, and today we're going to talk about prudence. And you know, that's the virtue that lets you look at a situation in your life, and you not only know the right thing to do, but you also do the right thing. Prudence is one of the four cardinal virtues, all of which are aimed at leading us to happiness. But prudence sometimes, I think, gets lost in our faith journey. We often don't think about what is right. We do what feels right. And that is not always a good thing. Well, we're going to talk about that today. Here to help us on the journey, our spiritual director, back with us once again, Father Tom Wilson. Father Tom, a priest in the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis, pastor of All Saints Catholic Church in Lakeville, Minnesota. And Father Tom Wilson, good to have you back on the program. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Chuck. It's good to be back again.
And looking forward to talking about prudence. And as we mentioned, it's one of the four cardinal virtues. We'll talk about that. We will also open up our phone lines, inviting you and our listening audience to join us on the program today. Your experience of prudence. We'd love to hear the story. But Father Tom, get us started talking about this cardinal virtue of prudence. First of all, what do we mean by cardinal virtue? And then what is prudence?
Yeah, it's important to have that as a foundation, Chuck, and we want to make a distinction between the cardinal virtues and the theological virtues. The cardinal virtues are they're human virtues, and they are things that we don't inherently need grace to have and to live. We make them, and we are able to live them through our own awareness, our own human knowledge, and our own ability to work on them. So we can grow in the virtues of temperance, justice, fortitude, and prudence, and we can do that in a way that's very human. And obviously, as people of faith, we also believe that the presence and the connection of God and the grace of God will help us to grow in them, but they are they're human virtues that allow us to function well in the world, and as you indicated on the top, that they lead us to happiness and living in right order with our neighbors in the world.
Yeah, and then talk a little bit more, Father Tom, if you would, when we talk about the cardinal virtues and certainly prudence, temperance, fortitude, and justice, as you mentioned. The Church describes them as hinge or pivot virtues. Talk about that for us, if you would, please.
Yeah, the four cardinal virtues really, Chuck, they become the hinge or they become the pillar on which all the other virtues are built, and so we have to have a sense of the four cardinal virtues, and to be able to both understand what they are, but also to grow in them and to live them in order to get more deeply into other virtues in our life as well. And so they're the four pillars, if you will, in terms of virtuous living for human beings.
Mm-hmm. And so then the virtue of prudence, what are we talking about in terms of prudence in our faith life?
Yeah, I think prudence, as you mentioned, Chuck, is one that often goes misunderstood, or perhaps, you know, if we're honest with ourselves, it might even get set aside, because prudence is really about our ability to apply what we know, apply what we understand to the particular circumstances that we are facing. Thomas Aquinas calls it wisdom concerning human affairs, and I think we can also extend that into spiritual affairs as well. And so what it does, it requires us to work, to gain the knowledge, to gain the understanding of the subject that we're dealing with. For example, if we are needing to do repairs on a car, we need to understand cars and how they work, and then to be able to understand how the various mechanisms of the vehicle work together, and then we can apply that knowledge to fixing or repairing the car. The same thing is true with our spiritual life and our moral life. As we learn, as we study, as we teach and understand the teachings of the church and what we gain from Scripture and through the power of the Holy Spirit through our tradition, as we know that and we know those things, then we are able to then apply them to our particular circumstances and situations in life. And unfortunately, I think that in the world today, in the culture, and we can go into the area of conscience. Conscience, we know, is something that has to be formed. It has to be developed, and it has to be correct. But unfortunately, it's been set aside to say conscience is functionally anything that I believe is right. That's my conscience. Well, that's not prudence. All right, prudence is understanding the reality and understanding the principles, and then being able to apply them to our particular situation in both human affairs and also our spiritual and moral lives as well.
Father Tom Wilson is our spiritual director on The Inner Life today. Father Tom, one of our regular contributors, a priest in the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis, talking today about the virtue of prudence. Let's open up our phone lines and invite you and our listening audience to join us on the program. It's a toll-free phone number sponsored by Charity Mobile, the pro-life phone company, 888-914-9149. If you'd like to join us on the program today, don't forget you can email us with any of your questions, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But as we talk about prudence, what's been your experience of prudence, and when have you used the virtue to do the right thing? And maybe it wasn't easy, but when did you really pray about it, and when did you see that virtue of prudence working in your life? And of course, if you have any questions about the virtue of prudence, we invite you to join in the conversation today. Do we need to make the point, Father Tom, it's not easy to always be prudent?
It is not, and like we said about all the cardinal virtues, they're not necessarily automatically there in their fullness right away. We learn and we grow. So we grow in knowledge, we grow in awareness, and we grow also then in our ability to apply all those things that we have learned to the particular situations. And unfortunately, at times, we are fallen human beings, and there's some trial and error in it, and we might experience a situation, and we will take an example of perhaps maybe a young adult making a relationship decision or a education decision or maybe a professional decision, and then looking back on it and recognizing, you know what, I wasn't very prudent there. I maybe acted on my passions, or I acted on impulse, or I acted on, you know, my own fallen nature rather than taking what I knew and understood from God and properly applying to that. Applying it to those situations, but we learn from that, and the more we act correctly, the more we go through the process of learning, praying, and applying, the better we will get. So, I would say in general, it's certainly not universal, but in general, I think most of us probably grow in prudence as we grow in age and experience and hopefully wisdom as well. So the more experience we have, the more likely we are to be able to be prudent in our actions.
We are talking today about prudence, and what is your experience of prudence, and when have you used the virtue of prudence to do the right thing? Father Tom Wilson is our spiritual director. If you'd like to join us, toll-free phone number 888-914-9149. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.